underground preacher to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about balance. I remember the first time somebody told me about balance, I was confused because I didn't know what it was about. I didn't even know, well, what are you talking about, balance? The balance that I know is you put one weight here and another weight here and you balance it out. Now, what are you applying balance here? What is this? Until the day I read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 27. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. So here he says, do not turn to the right or to the left. To my understanding, when you're not allowed to turn to the right, you should be allowed to turn to the left, right? But no. He said, do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Okay, that means go straight. So what is straight then? Well, straight is balance. An example, hot and cold. Well, if you want a room temperature water, you have to mix both to get room temperature. Another example is growing up. Let's say Mr. A grows up with his dad treating him a certain way. And Mr. A vows that he's not going to treat his children the way his father treated him. So Mr. A goes out and begets children. And he raises children by giving them the stuff that he needed while he was growing up himself. Now, when you look at it, you're going to see Mr. A have learned from his dad to raise his children, right? But wrong. What he actually learned is to go from the right side of seeing how his dad raised him and not liking it to going to the left. He went from one extreme to the other because Mr. A dad didn't give him all he needed. He decides to give all he missed growing up to his children. And by doing that, you are not listening to the child. You have missed the balance. You went from left to right. The balance would be listen to your child. Give what your child needs. Understand that you must provide love, care, feed that child spiritually, emotionally, and then physically. But you rather focus on the fact that you miss something that your parents didn't provide to you and rely on that to raise your child, you're going to miss the mark. And also, when you look at God, how he created the universe, he created everything in balance. Light, darkness, hot, cold, solid, liquid. He created everything in balance. And also, when you look at God, he's good, but yet he knows good and evil because he got evil under control. He knows when to put the proper pressure to get you to listen. And also remember what the Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 19. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe. And they tremble. God is good indeed. But this scripture tells you that the demons tremble because they know there is a God. Now I ask you this question. Who is that being that will make those forces of darkness tremble? That is God. The one that is good makes demons tremble. The devil is afraid of him. This is the God, the loving God, the merciful God. The devil himself is afraid of him. And there is another scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But we know him as good, merciful, graceful. Yeah, Why? Because he got that dangerous side under control. He knows when to release it and to who to release it. And he also knows to who to give that grace, mercy, and love. It takes both sides for somebody to be good. Take that dangerous side and that good side. Mix it together and find the balance. Now that is good. A good man is not one that is incapable of being dangerous. If you just go positive, be good all the time, and you're incapable of being dangerous, you're a punk. You're a wimp. Because guess what? Love requires sacrifice. Love is fight. Love is a battle. You have to fight for love. But if you don't have that dangerous side to stand up and fight, you're just going to lay to the side and the enemy is going to come and feast on your family members. You're not going to protect them. A good man is one that is capable of being dangerous, but got that danger under control and has the wisdom to release that dangerous side when it's needed, when it calls for it, and the capability to withhold that dangerous side and wild side of himself when he doesn't call for it. That is a good man. And it requires balance to be a good man. But balance is not something you achieve by just going from left to right. Because you can go left, right all day and never find balance. You need wisdom. And remember, the Creator who created everything in balance, he's the one you have to go to acquire that wisdom. And he's going to teach you to find balance in everything that you do in life. Because balance is necessary in life. It is important. And as you develop a relationship with God, God is going to teach you that. So eventually, I realized the importance of balance in my life. I had to release, to let go of my wild side that I used to hold in because I used to feel like if I let it go, it's not going to be good. But God told me to let it out. Just like a child, when you're a child, you fight with your siblings, with your dad. You play, you rough fighting. You testing your strength. You letting that dangerous side of you. You bringing it out. You expressing it. And then as you express it, you also learn to control it. And then as you control it, you start finding the balance and walk the straight line. And it becomes like a tool that you can use when you need to. So, go to God. Talk to him. Let him teach you. Let him give you the wisdom to find balance in your life as you develop a relationship with him. Amen. Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.